Tariq, a black male teenager wearing a hoodie, winter parka, and backpack, stands in front of a fast food joint on a busy NYC street with cars and people rushing by. He checks his phone, taking it in and out of his jacket pocket a couple times as he shifts from foot to foot and glances around. Tariq receives a text. He had previously typed, "Can I crash at your spot tonight?" A response from Corey reads, "Again? Let me hit you back later." Tariq waits outside the turnstile in a busy subway station.
Excuse me, do you have a swipe?
He asks a woman who is exiting for a swipe. She ignores him. Tariq jogs down a dimly lit street with shop signs in Chinese and graffiti covering the walls. He pulls his hood up, catching his breath and collecting himself. He rounds the corner, where his friends stand waiting. JR is Asian and the other, Clay, Hispanic, is smoking. The three boys are in a bright neon-lit video arcade, excitedly playing a game together. Back on the street, the boys stand in a circle. Clay freestyles.
My boy Tariq. My boy JR.
The boys eat noodles from styrofoam takeout containers. Tariq shovels them into his mouth.
That's kind of weird, right? And you're getting a whole drink. That's why.
Come on, JR.
Tariq watches as JR and Clay playfully fight.
Come on, reach.
Tariq jumps in, taking JR's place. It escalates. Tariq gets too physical. JR pulls him off of Clay.
I'm not being serious.
The boys are sitting quietly on a stoop surrounded by graffiti. Clay offers Tariq a cigarette. Tariq declines. JR's phone buzzes. Tariq gets a text
okay,
from Corey okay. That reads, "Tonight don't work."
Yo, that was my mama Duke. So I gotta bounce, bro. She was
Tariq has a worried look. The three friends slap hands goodbye. Tariq glances back, watching his friends leave. He turns back around, looking sad and alone. Tariq is perched on a metal post next to a brick building. He composes a text to Rhoda. "How have you been? Cool if I roll through?" He pauses, changes the U to a letter U and the C in cool to a K, and hits send. A weathered homeless man approaches, holding a worn paper change cup.
"Can you spare a
quarter? I ain't got nothing.
Can you spare a quarter or nothing?"
I said I ain't got nothing.
The homeless man, looking dejected, slowly turns and limps away. Tariq watches as the homeless man walks down the block and approaches a man holding a white cane and sign that is too far away to read. The homeless man shakes his cup near this man, who does not respond. The homeless man leaves. Tariq is intrigued and slowly approaches the man with the cane. Tariq takes off his hood and looks at the man's sign, which reads, "I am deaf and blind. Tap me if you can help me cross the street." Tariq looks closely at the man. This is Artie, 40s, short gray hair and a friendly demeanor. Tariq, confused, looks around.
"Hey, man."
Tariq tries speaking to Artie, then, realizing the futility, taps him to get his attention. Artie reaches for Tariq, startling him. Artie puts down his backpack and takes out a pad and blue Sharpie. He writes, "I need M15.
"Oh, okay. It's close,
Tariq helps Artie get his backpack on.
"It's close,
Tariq turns Artie toward the street and taps him on the back. A large white truck whizzes by in front of him. Tariq is unsure what to do. He looks around. Artie holds out his right arm. Tariq deliberates. He tentatively takes Artie's hand, placing it on his left shoulder, and leads them down the street. Tariq guides Artie to a seat in a bus shelter. The street is dirty, deserted, and dark, except for the light of the shelter and a string of lights behind. Artie takes off his backpack and places it on the bench next to him. Tariq gets a text from Rhoda, which reads, "How soon? It's late." Tariq draws a breath, appearing relieved, and replies, "On my way." Artie taps on his pad to get Tariq's attention. He has written, "How long until the next bus?" Tariq walks over to check the posted bus schedule. Tariq rubs his hands together as he walks back toward Artie, hesitating momentarily as if figuring out how to communicate. Finally, he takes Artie's hand and slowly taps it with his index finger.
1, 2, 3, 4,
Artie follows along,
5, 6, 7, 8,
nodding with each tap.
9, 10.
Artie nods and smiles, showing he understands. Tariq turns to leave. At the bus shelter across the street, Tariq sees a bus whiz by a sleeping man. Tariq looks back at Artie, whose eyes are closed and has a peaceful expression on his face. With a look of frustrated obligation, Tariq walks back to Artie. He takes Artie's hand and places it on the empty bench seat next to Artie. Tariq takes off his backpack, sits next to Artie. Tariq pats Artie's knee several times to reassure him that he's there. After a moment, Artie reaches over and pats Tariq's knee several times. Artie sits back and smiles. Tariq smiles in response. They sit calmly next to one another. Artie takes out his Sharpie and writes on his pad. He shows it to Tariq. It reads, "Bodega nearby?" Tariq shifts back and forth, frustrated, hesitating briefly, then takes Artie's hand. Tariq uses his index finger to write one letter at a time on Artie's palm. Can. It. Wait. Artie clicks his pen a couple of times to make sure it's open and writes on his pad. It reads, "I'm very thirsty." Tariq glances up, looking tired. Artie walks with his hand on Tariq's shoulder. Tariq looks away for a moment.
Oh, sorry!
Artie's cane hits a construction barrier. Tariq helps steady Artie. Artie shakes his head. He extends his arm to Tariq.
I got you.
Tariq puts Artie's arm through his. They resume walking. Tariq now with more care. Now in the bodega, Tariq scans the refrigerated drink section and opens the door to make a choice. Artie stands patiently by the register in front of a 30-something Hispanic cashier who stares awkwardly at him. Tariq approaches, places a tall can of iced tea on the counter. Artie takes out his wallet, holding it open for Tariq to take. Tariq thumbs through and takes out a 20.
Can I get this too, please?
Then points at a Snickers bar and hands the money to the cashier.
$3.
Thank you.
The cashier hands Tariq the change. Tariq places the money back into Artie's wallet. He hesitates, then pulls out a $10 bill and places it in his own pocket before returning the wallet to Artie. The cashier notices and stares at Tariq. Tariq stares back.
What? You never seen a blind and deaf guy before?
The cashier lowers his gaze and busies himself behind the counter. Tariq glances back at him with a hostile look before opening the door and leaving arm in arm with Artie. We follow behind Tariq and Artie as they head down a dark street. The bus speeds by.
Tariq
lets go of Artie's arm and races after it to no avail.
Why I gotta get stuck with this?
Behind him, Artie pulls out the iced tea from his pocket and takes a big sip. His face lights up with satisfaction. Tariq can't help but smile. Tariq and Artie are back at the bus shelter, Artie drinking his iced tea and Tariq eating his Snickers bar. Artie places the can on the ground and reaches into his backpack for a wool cap that he puts on his head. Artie reaches for his pad. He writes, "Tell the bus driver to tap me at 129th, ? Tariq takes Artie's hand and writes back, "Yes." Artie takes Tariq's hand in his and feels it.
"Young man."
Tariq is surprised to hear Artie's voice. Artie writes, "Your name, ? Tariq spells T-E-R-E-E-K. Artie tilts his head with curiosity. Artie writes, "Pleasure to meet you, ! Tariq can't help but enjoy this. Tariq writes, "Name, ? Artie writes, "Artie." Tariq writes, "Why out late, ? Artie clicks his pen a couple times, smiles, then writes, "Date." Tariq smiles and looks a bit surprised and amused. Artie writes, "You, ? Tariq takes Artie's hand. Finger poised to spell, but hesitates briefly this time, furrowing his brow. Finally, with a pained expression on his face, he slowly writes, "Same." Artie pauses as if understanding there is something significant in Tariq's hesitation. The two sit, Tariq fidgeting slightly with his hands as Artie turns to put his pad away. He reaches down into his backpack and finds a bottle of water he pulls out. He shakes his head from side to side in disbelief, then shows it to Tariq and begins to laugh. Tariq looks at the bottle, also with a look of disbelief, and the two share a good laugh about this inside joke. Tariq and Artie are now both asleep, Artie's head on Tariq's shoulder. Tariq is awakened by the buzz of a text from his phone. He slowly removes his hands from his jacket and gently adjusts Artie until Artie is sitting upright on his own. Then Tariq reaches into his jacket and pulls out his phone to read a text from Rhoda. It reads, "It's late. I'm going to bed." Tariq glances to his left at Artie, still sleeping. He looks back at the text, deliberating. Then clicks off his phone. Tariq looks back at Artie. He makes a move, then stops himself. Then he carefully reaches across Artie, pulling the pad out of Artie's backpack, and begins to read it. It's a small spiral notebook with messages scribbled everywhere at different angles and different colors of ink. One message says, "Which way is 96th Street?" Tariq flips the page. Another reads, "Please leave the room and close the door." On another page, he reads, "Can I kiss you?" Tariq, moved by what he just read, glances back at Artie, who's still sleeping peacefully. Tariq vulnerably looks up and directly into the camera. We get closer to his face as he puts his hands over his ears and closes his eyes. The screen goes black, with picture back up. Tariq notices the sound, takes his hands off his ears, and opens his eyes. He runs out of frame and chases down a bus, tapping the side until it stops. The doors open and Tariq addresses the driver.
"Come on, wait just a quick second for me."
Now on the bus, Artie is seated near the front. He hands Tariq his Metro card. Tariq approaches the driver, swipes his Metro card. The driver rubs his eyes, appearing bored and tired.
"This guy is blind and deaf. You gotta tap him and let him know when he gets to 129th Street. His name's Artie."
The driver looks away, uninterested.
Excuse me, sir. Could you tap him and let him know when he gets to 129th Street?
Sure.
No, not sure.
The driver now looks at Tariq.
He just wants to get home.
I'm gonna take care of the man.
Artie.
Tariq is impassioned, moisture in his eyes.
I'm gonna take care of Artie. Get him off the bus at 129th Street.
Tariq looks down.
Thank you.
As if embarrassed to show his emotion to the driver. Now back with Artie, Tariq takes his hand and writes, "You okay?" Artie is smiling, eyes closed, he nods. Artie rises, takes Tariq's hand, and spells, "You'll be okay." Tariq appears stunned and moved by this. Artie pulls him in for a warm embrace. Tariq hugs back with feeling. They release. Artie places his hands on Tariq's shoulders, then sits down again. Still moved, Tariq exchanges glances with a middle-aged black woman farther back in the bus. She smiles approvingly at him. Tariq turns and walks off the front of the bus. Artie sits peacefully smiling. Now off the bus, Tariq walks to the sidewalk and watches the bus as it pulls away. He stares longingly. He waves by in its direction, tears visible in his eyes. Then, something occurs to Tariq. Now back on the same block where he met Artie, Tariq walks briskly and comes to a stop. He looks down with concern. We see he's looking at the same homeless man from before, asleep on the ground covered in a musty green blanket. Tariq reaches down and drops the same $10 bill he had taken from Artie in the homeless man's change cup. Tariq takes one last, caring look at the homeless man, then turns and walks away. He heads back down a dirty, deserted street with old-fashioned lampposts and store signs in Chinese. He puts up his hood and places both hands in his pockets as he slowly fades into the distance. Braille appears on the screen, then morphs into the title, Feeling Through. More Braille appears, then morphs into A Film by Doug Rowland. Black.